From lengthening mascara to smoky eyes, complete your fall look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy. Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes changing up your makeup look for fall. From lashes for days with the Viral Liquid Lash Extension Mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener. Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple, just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows from the office to all your favorite fall festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about, too. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning and welcome to yet another One Step Wealthier episode. And this morning, I wanted to talk about how I almost bought a flat during the pandemic and the reasons why I decided not to. So just before the pandemic, I was in Nepal doing a humanitarian project. We were building schools in rural Nepal. And when the pandemic started, I had to come back home. And at the time, because I was traveling for such a long time, I didn't really have a home. So my only logical move was to come back to Spain with my parents. So I came back to Spain. I started living with them. And then I realized, wow, I would like a place on my own. And because Spain seemed so quiet at the time, I thought, you know what? Maybe it's a good time to buy. And also, I had a pile of cash sitting on my bank account. And obviously, losing value to inflation. You know what I mean. Because at the time, I had no idea about investing. I didn't know that I could effortlessly almost invest my money. And instead, I chose what I thought it was the safe place for my money, which was a bank account. And the reason why I wanted to sort of invest in a property is because everybody was saying that property is the only way to make money. And I thought I was missing out. I was 32 and I thought I was kind of being late with that. And I didn't know about any other investments. I had obviously heard about the stock market, but I thought this was for people who really knew how to buy and sell and time the market. Not for me, that I didn't really know that. I studied translation and interpreting. I didn't study any economics. So why would that be for me? And I thought my only way would be to buy property because everybody around me was saying that I should get on the property ladder as soon as possible and I should acquire my first property because that's going to be always a good investment and property always rises. So obviously I should do that. And because so many people around me were doing the same, I thought, okay, I'm missing the boat. And every week that was passing by, I was thinking, okay, I miss the boat more and more. So I have to get in as soon as possible. So I started searching online frantically. I marked all the properties that I liked as favorites. I did some viewings as well. And my best friend at the time, she was working in real estate in south of Spain. And I wanted to buy a property there, not from her because she was selling properties that were on a little bit of a high end, but she could give me some tips and tricks on how to get the best mortgage. So I thought that was amazing. That was exactly the right timing. And I thought that if I didn't buy now, I would miss out forever. And I nearly did it. I nearly bought the property. But then, before making any decision, I usually look at pros and cons. And at the time, because I had so much time, I was exercising quite a lot. So I was going for long, long, long runs, and I was training for a marathon, my first marathon. And those runs are very long because I'm very slow. So it takes me a long time to run. And for that, I was listening to audiobooks. And I put all the audiobooks and all the podcasts about property and about investment in one folder. And I was just going basically through them. And I came across one book from Ramit Sethi. It's called I Will Teach You to Be Rich. And Ramit debunks many myths that we have about money. And one of them is that property is an investment. And I was like, huh, so wait, property isn't an investment? Wait, what? Like, I always thought that property was the best investment ever because everybody around me was saying that. But then I realized that everybody around me who was saying that, we're not exactly rich. And I was like, wait a minute, so property isn't an investment? So what is? And I started learning about something called compound interest that I had no idea about. I remember Googling it for the first time and I was blown out completely. I was like, wow, this exists, really? So I started learning about how you can invest in real companies via the stock market and benefit from that growth as well, and how your money would grow and compound. So that was my first big financial belief that was really shaken, because for the 32 years of my life, I thought that property was the best thing ever. And I had to get on to the ladder as soon as I could. And then I realized that I maybe didn't have to, that maybe there were other ways that maybe were more suitable for me to grow my money. And at the time, buying wouldn't have fitted my lifestyle. And why? Well, because I was fresh in Spain. I really had no idea where I wanted to live. I was kind of thinking about it, but then things change. And I didn't have any set idea. Yes, I want to remain in south of Spain for the rest of my life. I didn't feel that way. I just thought that I was missing out on the property investment. And also, now that I look back, now I'm in London. I'm in a completely different country. I moved. And I couldn't have moved if I would have bought the property that easily. London was calling, obviously, and I think I would have felt stuck. And you might say, yes, you could have just rented it out. Yes, I could have just rented it out. That's correct. But the idea of dealing with tenants, having void periods where you don't rent your flat to absolutely anyone, and you still have to pay taxes on that and all the bills on that, having any plumbing issues, honestly, guys, and all the admin, it doesn't appeal to me. It might appeal to someone else. And it is true that my dad is really hands-on. He's the typical Eastern European guy who can fix it all. But then again, my dad might not be in Spain forever, and I cannot just rely on somebody. And for me, fixing things around the property is, I can't imagine anything worse, really. It doesn't really make me excited about that. And also in Spain, we have squatting issues where the tenants have a lot of rights, which can be positive in a way for a tenant. But then if you are classed as a vulnerable tenant, you can get away without paying rent. And there's nothing that a landlord can do. They literally cannot take you to court. And this is something that I do not want to deal with. And honestly, what I want in my life is freedom, not bricks. And I also want to talk about the controversy of renting versus buying. So everyone is saying that renting is throwing money away. You're just paying somebody else's mortgage and you don't benefit from that. I actually disagree. We cannot compare renting with buying. When you buy, you don't only have the mortgage payment every month, but you also have the interest. You're also responsible for the upkeep. You're also responsible for all the taxes and all the stress. And it ties you down. It doesn't give you the freedom. Renting, on the other hand, you can move whenever you like. It is true that the landlord can kick you out as well. That's true. But it gives you also freedom to change countries. If there is a better job that is paying much better in Berlin, you just go. You don't have to say, oh, yes, I have the mortgage. Now I have to rent it out. Now I have to look for the tenants. You don't have to do any of that. And if there are plumbing issues in the house, that's your landlord's responsibility if you're renting. So this freedom, for me, is priceless, and I'm happy to pay someone else's mortgage. I do not want that mortgage. But yes, ownership can work in some cases. If you want a place of your own, if you want to decorate it the way you like, if you want to paint the walls pink, and if you want a place where to raise your family. So if you truly want that, by all means, buy a property, but don't view it as investment. Try to diversify as well to the other asset classes. Don't only buy property and put all your money in that property, because a lot of people end up house rich and asset poor. And you don't want to end up in that way, because then what comes into place is things like equity release, where you have to trade your property for just a very, very small amount of cash because you are tied to that property. Renting, it is not for everyone, and buying, it is not for everyone. You just have to find out what works for you. And for me, renting bought me freedom. Property could be a personal goal later. I don't say I will never, ever, ever buy. But at the moment, I don't know where I'm going to be in 5 years' time, to be honest with you. And I don't want to just tie myself down thinking that this is an investment. And also recently, a few months ago, I got a mortgage certification and an equity release certification. And it helped me to see the other side. It actually helped me to see how it is not a smart investment. It kind of confirmed what I thought about that. All the interest rates and the banks are really benefiting from that. And don't get me wrong, that's a business. They have to benefit from giving you the mortgage. But the mortgage is not always a smart choice. If you're going to buy the property to rent it out, that's something completely different. But if you're going to buy a property to live in it, do not treat it as investment. And not everything you buy has to be an investment. I mean, it can be a very smart personal choice for you because you want to decorate the house the way you like. You want to add some additions to your home as well. Or you want to make a place for yourself and your children. That's, by all means, property makes sense in that case. But it's not necessarily an investment, as I've been thinking for 32 years. So to conclude this episode, I just wanted to advise you not to follow the herd. Think what's best for you. Think what you value at the moment. If you value freedom, if you value choice, then maybe renting, it will be better for you. If you value stability, and if you think that you're going to be living in a place for 10, 15, 20 years, maybe you can think about buying. But don't just think that renting is always throwing money away, because it is not. And you are allowed to question what everyone else calls smart. By all means, do not assume that because everyone else is doing something, this is the right approach. It is not. And do align your investments with your life and not somebody else's life. And if you would like to invest in something else other than property and you don't know where to start, don't worry about that. Book a free coaching spot with me and we can find out together. And if this episode resonated and you're wondering where to start, I made a free guide just for that. It's called Start Investing Without Freaking Out. It is very short. It is very simple. And I made it for women who would like to take control of their money without feeling overwhelmed. This is a guide that I wish I had 10 years ago when I had no idea about how to start investing. And I thought that property was the best investment ever. And you can grab that guide for free from the link in my Instagram bio at One Step Wealthier or in the description below. And if you like this episode, share it with a friend or send me a DM. You can't imagine how much that helps, so more and more people can benefit from this. And remember that the best time to invest was yesterday and the second best is today. And please note that this is not individual financial advice. Always do your own research before making any financial decisions. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.